GTR listeners, the official Gamertag Radio store is now open on TeePublic. Go to store.gamertagradio.com. That's store.gamertagradio.com. Represent us. You could buy t-shirts, hoodies, mugs, posters, stickers, and much, much more. We are planning to add more designs coming very soon to the store, but as of right now, we have a couple of designs available now, like I Love Gaming and the GTR Gamertag Radio logo and so on. It's pretty cool. So go right now to store.gamertagradio.com. That's store.gamertagradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005. You're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 773. This is your host, Danny, and joining me this week, co-host of the show, what's up, Pete?
Yo, yo, yo!
What's going on, man?
Dude, hyped. Hyped, hyped, hyped beyond hype. World Cup fever has hit.
Yeah, yeah, it's
I almost
dope.
Cried yesterday. I'm not gonna lie. I cried yesterday on the couch when Argentina won. Don't ask me why.
Good. Good match.
I don't even know why I was crying. I was just so happy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good. I've been watching it nonstop, man. So, by the way, shout out to New York City Global Events. Just started this week, Pete. I know we got to talk to Paris on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we got to talk to him about the division, the first division, of course.
I was going to say division two for some reason. I just want to leave it like that. I don't want to take no shine. I wanted to come from Paris himself. So let's step away from the hype of the division and we'll come back to that this Sunday coming up.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to talk to him, man. By the way, shout out to the Miami New Times, Pete. They named us one of the top 10 Miami podcasts in the whole Dade County, man.
Yep.
Top 10. Shout out to Miami New Times. That was pretty cool. I think they put us like number 2 or something like that. Yep. That was cool. Shout out also to Planted in Miami. They're also part of the list too, man. Shout out to them, man. Very, really cool.
I do have some beef and some strife with them though. And it's understood. It's understandable. They didn't put any sauce for our homies over at Drink Champs. I mean, they're Miami is
yeah,
Miami
that's
to be,
true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
I mean,
true.
EFN is a home, you know, he's home team. Like I went to high school with EFN, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
like when I saw that up on Twitter, I was like, damn, he's right.
Yeah, I'm wondering
what was the criteria they used for that? I don't know.
Yeah, because they just contacted us. Like, hey, can we use your image for the article? I'm like, yeah, sure. I had no idea what they're going to do with it. I'm like, yeah, for sure. And yeah, there you go. But yeah, shout out to EFN and Nori, Drink Champs. What else, Pete? Because I know this episode we have Yami, because I recorded a very long conversation with her.
Right.
It was during our flight from L.A., to Miami. This y'all is my first time recording a podcast. You were in the front of the flight.
Yeah, you were like 10, 15 rows back. I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm not going to participate. Y'all can do your thing. Y'all playing Mario the whole nine. I'm just all sitting up at the front, just, you know, watching Westworld.
Yeah, but it was a great conversation. We're going to play that in a few minutes here. But so go right now to GamertagRadio.com. And, you know, after you listen to this episode, we have others. And probably you even missed out our E3 coverage that we just released a couple weeks ago. And by the way, shout out to all the websites that still, 2 weeks later, still talking about our Division 2 interview. That, Pete, that podcast is going everywhere. YouTube, different websites is freaking awesome from all types of languages, man. So thank you for everyone for supporting GTR. Also, you can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and other podcast directories. I'm flying out to New York City in a couple weeks, July 15th. I'm going to be there for, I believe, like 2.5 weeks because July 24th all the way to the 29th. I'm going to be there and also attending the Dominican Film Festival, because Gamertag Radio, a podcast story, was selected for this film festival. And also SuperCon. Pete, are you planning to go to SuperCon? We're also going to be playing our movie there too, man.
Really?
The Super Geek Film Festival at SuperCon. They selected the movie too. Yeah.
Wow, I did not know that. I may have to then.
Yeah.
I know I've been going back and forth with it. My daughter has been dying for me to go. I think me, my brother-in-law, and my good friend Eddie as well, we've been talking about going, obviously, more for the comic books. And I think it's always a good experience. I always go I'm going for the comic book collection component of it, but those cons have somewhat migrated from being just, you know, I don't even know if they should be called comic cons anymore, because the number of comic book dealers in those conventions have drastically dwindled. It's all become, you know, like Funkos and t-shirts and merchandise and art and stuff like that.
Cosplay,
huge cosplay. And one thing that I know you love is the wrestling stuff. I know they've got like little mini wrestling tournaments with amateur wrestlers and stuff like that. It's really, really funny.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think Wayne might be going as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Wayne's going.
Yeah, because I know
I have family members are going too over there.
Yeah, because I think he went last year and he did like that video. I don't know if it was MegaCon or SuperCon, but he went to one of those and he did that little short video with the 501st, which is the Stormtrooper Guild.
Yeah, it was last year. Also, he has a video of my niece.
Mm-hmm.
She was calling Mick Foley. She's like, Foley. Foley. And Foley said hi to her. She's like, oh my god, he say hi to me. She's like 4 years old. 4 years old. I was freaking dying when I saw it. And it was Wayne that posted the video and stuff, man. So it was really cool. Yeah, I'm gonna go over there. Because the movie also got selected for that. And I submitted to one more film festival last night. It was a little pricey, but something was telling me inside, Danny, submit it. You never know. It might be big. Who knows? So I submitted to the Austin Film Festival. I've never been to Austin. That's one. Two, I know they're having like a podcast series competition at the film festival. So I was like, man, okay, so they're having a podcast competition. Why not introduce them to a documentary, which I know there's no podcast documentary at the film festival. Let me just submit it. And I did that. So we'll see what's up, man. So, P, anything else, P, before we go and play the audio that recorded with Yami?
No, I think that's it. Just I'm curious to see what y'all talked about, man, because I wasn't in that, and I'm kind of biased and bitter right now.
We talked about a lot of things, and also she was telling me about Sony, how Sony completely ignored them for E3. I was like, wow, okay. I was not planning. I was like, man, I wasn't thinking her to bring that up. I'm like, okay, all right. So yeah, she talked about that. We talked about overall like the show and yeah, it was cool. It was really cool. So we're gonna play right now, and once we come back, we have more content here on Gamertag Radio. We'll be right back. We're now what, 40,000?
40,000? I think that's the number.
I think so. For those who are listening, this episode of GTR, we're flying from LA to Miami, Florida, and this is the first time I've ever done this.
Yeah.
Recording a podcast during a flight. And joining me is my good friend, Yami, from Tiffinit.
Hi.net.
Make sure to check them out. They have over, I think they posted over 100.
Over 200.
How many?
Over 200.
Over 200 articles live from E3. That's awesome. Congrats.
Thank you.
Congrats.
Thank you.
We try. Yeah. So your thoughts about this year's E3?
Is it jaded of me to say that I'm a little bit unexcited? I'm a little bit like bleh about it.
Why?
Honestly, it's because it was a lot of stuff that we already knew about, you know?
Also, more about the leaks.
Yeah.
But that's why I liked about the Microsoft press conference. There was a lot of surprises that I had no idea. I had zero idea.
Like which ones?
The new studios, Ninja Theory.
Yeah.
It was like five in total. I didn't know anything about that.
What do you think of Anthem, though, specifically? Because that was the big show for them.
Okay, so from a person that didn't get a chance to play it hands-on from the outside, I'm only based on the presentation. I'm not really excited about it at all.
Neither am I. Nah.
Until I get hands-on myself, then I'll probably be excited, but I'm not excited at all.
I didn't get to play it either, and I was like, oh, it's clunky. It's like I don't like mech gameplay.
You don't?
I don't like being in a mech. I like being a human, I think, so that's probably not going to work out for me.
But the thing is, I feel like they could have given us more information about the game.
That's who,
right?
That's
him. So, I mean, what other games were kind of...
meant for me?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't care much for... And this is going to be, like, called blasphemy, but I don't care much for The Last of Us Part 2.
I like The Last of Us.
I you know...
You played
it's scary.
So you played the last...
Because it's a scary game. So I was like, no, I only played like an hour. So I'm not that hyped for Last of Us Part 2 because I'm like, I didn't even play the first one.
I mean, is there any game that got you excited though?
Let me tell you.
What?
Assassin's Creed Odyssey with romance.
Really? See, there's people that are excited and some are not excited.
Right.
So why is it that you're excited about this game?
I totally get it that people that aren't excited because it does look like Origins all over again.
Yes.
But... I am cool with that. Like, I loved Origins. And the fact that they're
Origins
putting in,
awesome.
Yeah, the fact that they're putting this, like, RPG elements to it where you're able to, like, talk and like, speak back to people and actually feel like it's an RPG in that sense, not just the whole leveling up business that you had in Origins. I'm excited about that.
Was there any other games, too? I know you play a lot of indie games.
Yeah. Well, I actually didn't even see that many. I heard Little Dragon, like... We had an appointment, but I didn't go to it.
Yeah.
Little Dragon Cafe is something to look out for people that like Harvest Moon and they like managing a business. Apparently,
okay.
It's really good.
I'm thinking other ones. What's really good? State of Mind was really good.
No, I didn't get to play that one.
That was really good.
Going up a bit. I didn't.
Oh, yeah,
play
on your
it,
website?
Yeah.
I got to read it. I got to check
we
it
didn't
out,
play
too.
It, though.
There was another game,
I mean, I didn't
too. That reminded me a little bit of Out of This World and Battletoads. Desert Child.
Oh, really?
It was by the Indiecade. It was really cool. I couldn't play it because I had a lot of situations, especially this E3, that I had to go interview the person.
Yeah.
I had like 10 minutes and I had to run to the next appointment
that
because it was
to
only
us too. Yeah.
It was only us. But that's the thing. We managed to put... We recorded 54 episodes for the show during E3.
Yeah.
We could have gotten maybe between 80 to 100 if we got more content from Bethesda, EA, and PlayStation. I think Bethesda, they wanted us to go in, but, you know, the list was full, so I just completely understand about that. EA, I felt like it was way too far. I didn't have time to go over there. Paris went over there.
Palladium, yeah, that was like 20 minutes out of
he
everybody's
got there,
way.
He was standing for like an hour. We had appointments. He gets there.
They forgot the appointments.
There was no appointment. I don't know, it was weird.
No, that happened a lot this year. I feel like it was really unorganized for a lot of people.
Like which companies you were having
oh
issues?
Oh my gosh,
like
it was a mess for like a lot of them. I mean, understandably so, I guess, because it's like whatever. It's like,
I mean,
but like Ubisoft, we ended up getting everything, but everything got backed up an hour. So already, if we already have a schedule, like imagine it on a spreadsheet, we have every single hour booked.
Yeah.
To have even one decide to go back means we have a domino effect of all of the rest of our day basically had to be backed up basically from that point.
Mm-hmm.
For those people that were previewing the Ubisoft games. And, you know, it's understandable, I guess. There's madness.
Yeah,
all over.
I mean, it's a stressful.
Yeah. 505 job. Games was the same situation for us.
See, I went to Ubisoft and I went to 505 Games,
uh-huh.
And I had no issues. Maybe because it was like the early Tuesday.
Oh
maybe.
Yeah.
You
we,
party
we
went on a
we,
Wednesday.
No, we went like end of day Tuesday.
End
so
of
that's
day.
Probably
maybe it was because of that. But yeah, went in, out. Everything was smooth. Everything was good.
Yeah.
So you got to see Control.
My staff member did. Yeah,
my
I
God,
didn't get to.
The game
I heard
looks
though.
So
yeah,
good.
We gave it one of our best of show.
Nice.
We gave 10 best of shows.
So which one is the best of shows for you guys? The all 10.
Oh no. Okay. So all 10.
Okay.
So I gave my two to Assassin's Creed Odyssey and Valkyria Chronicles 4.
Okay.
Because each of us had two, right? So those were mine.
Yeah.
And then the reviews editor, she decided Control, and actually I forgot which one was the other one. Oh, God. I'll go back to that one.
Okay. Yeah, Control is really dope.
Yeah, Control. And then also we gave Kingdom Hearts 3. Of course, that was fantastic.
Good.
Super Smash Brothers, also fantastic.
Cool.
We had some, unfortunately, that we couldn't give because we only had 10. But there's, like, some honorable mentions there, like Hitman, for example, Hitman 2.
Hitman looked really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good. P was playing. It was a very long demo,
it's in
too.
In Miami.
Exactly. 305.
Yeah.
At first, I thought it was Pitbull, but it was actually not. Oh, bald.
That'd be actually awesome if, like, you disguise yourself as Pitbull in
that
one of the
be
missions.
Funny.
Hey, que voila. Hey.
Dale.
Dale.
Yeah, that would be funny.
Yeah.
Let me see what other... Was there any special moments for you that was a highlight for you during E3? It doesn't have to be a game. It could be maybe, you know... talking to someone or just hanging out, or
hanging out with you. I always
that's
love
always
people, and always hanging out with my staff. I'm super, like, I guess weird, because I go to these events and I genuinely just want to spend time with my staff members, because they're so awesome people and
no parties, none of that.
No, I don't see the point in all those parties and stuff.
But see, it's been a while that I've been to a party, like an actual party. It's been a long time.
I went to
Fortnite. I think that was a big mistake, because the next day I was hurting. I was in pain.
Voice was gone.
But I did that because I have a lot of friends at Epic that, you know, they invited me and I want to support them. You know, Nick, Jeremy, everybody. I want to just support them and stuff. So, and Will, shout out to Will.
That's great.
So I went. It was great. I had a great time. You know, and also Pactor, his party, we all go there every year. You know, he's super cool.
And super chill.
Actually, I got to mention this. One of my favorite moments, well, I have a couple. One was, you know, Aaron Greenberg giving a shout out to my nephew.
Yeah, that was adorable.
I told him that my nephew actually cried during the announcement of Cuphead. He was super excited. That's one. Number two was I was waiting for Uber, and because I had to go to the Sony PlayStation. That was about the JW.
Yeah.
And Michael Pactor he was inside a cab and he saw me. He's like, Danny, come with me. Let's go together. And I was like, oh, snap. All right. And we went.
Cool.
We started talking about, you know, what's been going on so far. It was really cool.
That's really cool, yeah.
And I'm thinking of another one, too. Yeah, hanging with you our last night.
Yeah, yeah.
We got together to eat.
Yeah.
And we had great conversations about the week of E3 and everything. So, but here's a good question for you. Did you answer the highlights? Oh, not yet.
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
You're hanging out with people.
Yeah, you did. Sorry. So, rumor. This is a rumor now. Actually, not a rumor exactly, but ESA said that next year will be the last E3 in LA.
I wish that it was this year.
And most likely, it might go to Las Vegas. That's the rumor that people are saying. So, your thoughts?
Dude, I'm so down. I want, like, honestly, all my joking about, like, LA aside, I can't wait for it to not be in LA anymore, because I'm sick of going to that city. But also, if it's in Vegas, it just fits so much more, I think.
More space, more hotels.
More things to do, too, as people.
Yeah, exactly. And
not just going to the JW or the Fig every night.
Yeah. And you know what? Better food for Yami, too.
Yes, I hate Los Angeles.
She's not a fan of LA food.
God, the tacos I had yesterday was awful.
But I think it's good for them to make that change, man. I know it's been years.
It's been so long.
So this is
when was it? When was it in Atlanta last? Did you?
I was even. Yeah, I was in the '90s. I wasn't.
Okay. Yeah. So there you go. It was like 1998 or something.
And I'm not 100% sure, but I think there was other cities too.
Oh really?
Yeah. But yeah, I heard Atlanta was pretty crazy.
Las Vegas is what there's rumblings about.
I think Vegas works because a lot of the companies are on the West Coast, so it's cheaper for them to send all those packages and TVs and monitors and all that to the next city.
It cannot be cheap to set up a booth at E3.
Oh, my God. It's insane.
It must be a lot.
Yeah, it's insane. Your thoughts about PlayStation?
Like the conference or the whole
just
show?
Overall.
I'll be honest.
Overall. You could talk about the presentation if you want. That's okay.
Yeah. No, at the actual show floor, we honestly only bothered with Spider-Man. That's all.
Which
that
makes sense. That game is good.
I don't even know what else was there because I was on the show floors for like 5 minutes.
I think behind closed doors they had Death Stranding, I think. But
okay,
I was like,
there's that.
It was like one of those select
super exclusive.
Yeah, super exclusive. I don't know. Honestly, I am not excited about that game. Zero excited about that game.
I'm love still Hideo Kojima.
I think I'm more confused now than ever about that game.
I love Hideo Kojima, but people gotta relax. Because I think people are hyping up something that cannot fulfill that expectation.
But why are they hyped?
Because
it's him?
Just because it's him. Just because it's them. Look, I'm going to tell you something that annoyed the shit out of me.
Okay, go for it. I really want
to
hear this.
I'm
going
to tell you something
right,
that really annoyed me. And I'm going to get it off my chest.
All right, go.
I went to the Game Awards last year.
Oh, the Game Awards.
Because I wanted to
this
experience
that.
This past
December.
Yes, in December, yeah. I went with my staff. It was like a Christmas gift to everybody.
Uh-huh.
And
we're live here, you know, so yeah.
And we were there. Sorry, folks.
Yeah, we're here in the plane.
We're in an airport. I mean, airplane. Jesus.
Airplane, not
See,
airport.
I'm sorry, I'm half dead.
Yeah.
Okay, so we went to the Game Awards, and Hideo Kojima came out twice, and both times he got a standing ovation.
Okay.
He's a fantastic developer.
I
love Metal Gear Solid.
Same here.
I don't agree with basically like just worshiping the ground anybody walks on because it kind of sets this crazy expectation. They're literally like, he can do no wrong. He can do wrong.
Yeah.
It can be a terrible game. It can be completely confusing, completely terrible. And we aren't giving him a chance to even release it and then show us before we basically put it on this pedestal that it can never fulfill.
You watched the Sony press conference, right?
Yeah.
From the hotel?
From the hotel.
So I was there, and they showed the trailer, Death Stranding.
Yes.
Of course, besides me being confused, at the end, there was like a very awkward pause. There was no hand clap. Yeah. Nobody. Yeah. Hey, it's excited. It was weird.
Was you were actually there? Was it like awkward as it felt like?
It was super awkward.
Like nobody understood what they just saw, is type of thing.
Exactly. Like, well, somebody posted an image of the main character
Norman Reedus
with a book bag, but it looked like UPS boxes walking around. Cause it looks like he's
carrying a bunch
carrying
of stuff.
Carrying, I don't know, traveling and delivering stuff. I don't know. It's just, and with a baby.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. Like, I really want people to relax.
Yeah. No, I love that too.
I know everybody's excited because it's a new game.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I'm excited that he's doing something new.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I have that pause like, this game is too confusing.
Yeah.
I know they want to keep some secrets, which is fine. But tell me what this game is about. Something like
show me like legitimate gameplay. Like,
I don't know what it's about. It's weird.
I don't know. They need to relax. I feel the same way about Death Stranding as I feel about Cyberpunk.
Which one?
Cyberpunk. Where it's gonna be a good game.
But see, here's the difference.
Yeah.
When I sat down a presentation of Cyberpunk,
you were actually really excited.
I was excited. Two reasons. One is they've been on a show back in 2014 to talk about Cyberpunk 2077.
Cool.
In 2014.
Yeah.
They explained a little bit, and then at the presentation, they explained it again. But there was no spoilers. Mm-hmm. It was like a good, okay, everybody understand.
Yeah.
I like the gameplay.
It's very clear
style.
That it's an FPS.
It looks freaking amazing. I was looking, you know, what was going on. Like in the background, not only focus on the main character.
Yeah.
I wanted to see like the NPCs walking around and everything. It's good. Death Stranding, it was more of, hey, it's me. Check out my game. Everybody's excited? All right.
Yeah.
That's it.
No, I'm telling you, they're worshiping the ground he's walked on.
Yeah.
I still feel that Cyberpunk, though, from what I saw, I was like, okay, I think this is going to be a good game, but I think people are expecting The Witcher 3 masterpiece level. And they, again, need to relax. They need to see the game as it is.
But I can see the potential, though.
No, yeah, I see it more than Death Stranding.
But here's why I see the potential. when I got to see the... Okay, I played Witcher 1 and Witcher 2.
Yeah.
When I went to see Witcher 3, I was like...
Yeah, because...
Whatever, I wasn't even hype. I was like, oh, the Witcher. I thought it was going to be the same style as that one. So for 3 years, I was going to their meetings. The first year, I had my mouth open, like, yo, open world. And plus, they gave me beer, a free beer.
Yeah, they did have that in 2013 or something.
Yeah, but every time, they were explaining about the game, and it got me excited. Second time, got me even more excited. Mm-hmm. Actually, because of those presentations, Paris upgraded his PC.
Oh, really? Cunha?
He upgraded his PC just for that game.
Wow.
He's hyped. So it's about communicating with the people that attend the presentations or and the consumers. But if they just show, oh look, we have famous people on our game.
Yeah.
It's a famous developer working on the game. That's not enough for me, man. And it's about it's about communicating. So with Cyberpunk, yes, it's the first meeting. I bet there's going to be two other more in the future, because I don't see this game coming out anytime soon. 2020, 2021.
Yeah.
And plus, they don't have a publisher. And here's the thing that I want to talk about, because a lot of fans of the community, they were listening to our roundtable discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked about getting a publisher for Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
So The Witcher had a publisher, which was Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Right? The reason they needed that is because it's hard for an independent company to publish a game like that in the United States and to make it more mainstream. Because I felt like the reason why The Witcher blew up so much was because, don't get me wrong, CD Projekt Red is the best developers. Like, they're one of my favorite developers. But the push that Warner Brothers gave that game, marketing wise, in the United States, people were hitting me up saying, oh, they don't need no publisher, they can do this by themselves. I even asked Michael Pachter during our interview about that, about them publishing here in the States. Should it be them, or should they get a new publisher? And he's like, dude, they need a publisher, because it's they could do it maybe independently somewhere else, but in the United States, it's a lot harder compared to Europe and other regions and stuff. So what I said on a podcast is the CD Projekt Red right now is they've been shopping that game to different publishers.
Mm-hmm.
But for them to create a bigger buzz, they needed to show this to the public. Don't release the trailer. Have that as like a mystery right now. Have it drop the biggest, you know, trailer during the E3 Xbox press conference, which was the last trailer, best for last.
Right.
Create this excitement. Right now, I bet you there's a bunch of publishers like, let's talk.
Mm-hmm.
Or probably they even had a meeting behind closed doors at their booth.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, so I can see that now. That was the conversation. So I just want to bring that up, because a lot of people are hitting me up. Oh, no, you don't know about this and whatever. Just want to bring that up. But yeah, your thoughts about that, like about them, you know, creating that buzz, and which they did. That was the talk about E3, I think.
Yeah, no, I think it's important to have some sort of like hype behind your game.
Yeah.
I just hope that people approach things with more like a hopeful but a little skeptical mind, where you kind of questioning like, all right, what did I see? Oh, okay. What they showed was something scripted. Keep that in mind.
Of course. But that's every company.
So then these people that like start pulling out their hair and they're like, oh my God, the game's going to be amazing. It's like, wait, stop, be analytical, understand.
And you should. And you know what? You should. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying not to.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's some, okay, I'm going to give you a perfect example. What happened to me a couple years ago?
What happened?
So I was at Xbox press conference. I was there sitting down, and Remedy presented Alan Wake. Okay. I freaking hated that presentation. I thought that was the worst. I was like, that game is gonna flop. Boy, I was wrong.
Oh yeah.
When I got that game, I fell in love with that game, and that was one of my favorite games of last generation. Yeah. And the reason to me is I didn't get hype about it was the presentation. So yeah, it is scripted, everybody does that. Back then, it used to be real life demos, but there was a lot of mistakes. Consoles, buggy, freezing, live on stage. They don't want that. So, of course, it has to be scripted to work. But it got me excited. And I think the way how they presented the CD Projekt Red with Cyberpunk, I think was well done. I feel like I was inside of the Night City.
It's definitely a cool-ass, like, ambience and aesthetic to that game.
I was even thinking about the Fifth Element, like that type of
vibe. Totally. Didn't even think of that.
It's different, and
it's like it looks like a Deus Ex game that I'll actually like.
Yeah,
I didn't like Deus Ex at all.
No, you didn't.
No,
I think it was a good game. It was a good game.
I couldn't get through it because I think I just don't like gritty, dark.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so we're back here. We're going to take a short break. The conversation of Yami and I is still going to continue, but we have a sponsor for this week. And this is good, Pete, because in a couple weeks, I'm going to New York City for a huge, huge film festival, the Dominican Film Festival, to promote, Gamertag Radio podcast story. But, you know, when you go to these film festivals, man, you gotta be sharp, man. I need to dress up. You know, I know you've seen me in the past at other awards, I was looking sharp and stuff. But I'm very happy that with this new sponsor, Stitch Fix, they are also going to be supporting us and providing us some stuff, right? Their package?
No, absolutely. Stitch Fix has actually reimagined the way we find and buy clothes. It's like you were saying, I know the last film festival, I think it was Hispanicized in Miami. You came out there with the sport jacket, with the blue sports coat and pants, with the brown belt and the brown shoes, and you were looking fly. Yep. I have to give it to you. I think I even gave you some smoke on Twitter because it was like, I've known Danny almost like 10 plus years. I've never seen him, bust out the suit and stuff like that. But it's stuff like that. And I know sometimes the sense of style sometimes feels elusive to some people, and they don't know how to do that. But that's where Stitch Fix comes in. They've actually reinvented the way you go out and get your clothes. All you got to do is go onto their website, stitchfix.com, answer some basic questions about like your size, your style, your budget, what you're looking for, whether you want to be adventurous or you want to be conservative, you only have a specific look. You can tailor make it to your preference, pick the clothes you want, and you're still in control. It's not like you're just letting someone go crazy on your look. You're actually letting someone recommend it to you. You check it out, get your fix, or sign up to get these like scheduled shipments. You can get them like every month. You can have them staggered, so it's every 3 months or just when you want, when you have something special coming up. So all you have to do is hurry on over to stitchfix.com/gamertag and get started right now. You can keep all five items in the box and you'll get 25% off your entire purchase. That's stitchfix.com/gamertag. stitchfix.com/gamertag.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
You know which game I think was really cool too, that I enjoy the trailer, and thank God it's free because I really want to try it out.
Which one
is Captain Spirit?
Oh yeah. Oh, we raved about it in our preview, so
that was so
I didn't
very,
get to play it.
They had like a presentation. They just showed a presentation.
Oh, okay, it was a hands off.
But I love the imagination from the kid.
Yeah.
Which we all have done that when we were young, there's like a boss and then they show the actual level his imagination. You see him inside of his world fighting bosses.
Did you play Life is Strange?
I played, I think, two episodes. I can't remember.
Oh really? Oh my gosh, so you didn't even like know what happened?
No,
at
I don't
the end of the
I
day.
Don't know what happened, so don't tell
okay,
me.
Okay, I was like, come on, play.
Honestly, Captain Spirit made me want to go back and actually buy That's Life great. Is Strange Because this game is also connected to Life is Strange.
It's like the Telltale Walking Dead game, 365 days or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Where, yeah, you, if you
that's
play it.
That's all connected.
Yeah. It's not necessarily going to be like a sequel or anything, but it will tell you bits of information.
Yeah, yeah, like Captain Spirit, they show like notes or and stuff that it's signatures or names of people from Life is Strange.
Oh, cool.
So he was like, oh, they're probably familiar names that you probably know, and
yeah, we raved about
really
that
cool.
for sure. That was
it was really cool.
That was
really
awesome.
Cool. You know another game that I really like, which and one? I watch it behind closed doors. Tunic.
Oh yeah,
the little fox.
It looks so cute. Yeah, it's like Legend of Zelda-esque, no?
Like Link to the Past.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that. It's cool.
It looks cute.
Great music, great sound effect. I like the concept. The boss battle that they showed at the end of the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yo, that looks serious. It reminded me of one of those games like Mario 64 fighting Bowser.
Yeah.
And Bowser is huge in the game. And that was the first big, huge boss battle
for
me.
It was massive. Right? You had to grab his tail and wig him all
around.
Yeah,
exactly, exactly. So that's what it reminded me of.
Did you check out Trials Fusion by any chance? That's one of those sleeper hits for me.
Well, VR?
Not Trials Fusion. What am I thinking? Trials Rising.
Oh, I thought you meant Transference.
Yeah. No. Trials.
Okay.
Although Transference was super freaking cool. I only saw
it
last year, though.
Let me tell you. I hate VR. It gets me dizzy.
Yeah, same.
This time, for some reason, I didn't get dizzy. For some strange reason, I didn't. But
that's cool.
I asked them, is it possible for me to play this game without VR? They were like, hell yeah, you can play this without VR.
That's good.
PS4, Xbox, PC.
That's awesome.
But man, the story is interesting. It's very interesting. And I solved... Have you played last year?
I played last year's, yeah.
Last year, it was more of a concept.
That one, it was more like you were trying to wiggle through that house and avoid getting caught by like that abusive guy. And then
it was very creepy.
It was honestly really
very
very,
very
scary.
Creepy. Yeah,
I think
the
developers took a picture of me in the VR headset.
Oh, they were probably
I was cringing into like a shell. Wait,
did you scream?
No.
But it's not.
I don't scream when I'm scared though.
It's not a horror though. I want
it wasn't.
Understand.
No. It was a
this
thriller more than anything.
Thriller,
and
suspense.
A puzzle. Yeah. Suspenseful puzzle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what was the game?
Cool.
What was the game you were saying?
Trials Rising was the one that I was talking about.
Oh, Trials, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
I
fun.
Love it. And the tandem thing.
It's
where
fun.
One
it's
person's
fun.
In the front and one's in the back. It's so awesome.
Yeah, it was cool. And I play the older ones, too.
Yeah, yeah. I love Trials Fusion.
Yeah, and local co-op. And honestly, I'm going to be real. I think I'm getting the Switch version.
Yeah, you should.
The Switch version, I think it's going to be good.
I think everybody should get a Switch. We talked about this.
We should talk about this.
We should talk about how much we love the Switch.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. This is coming off from me and Yami right now.
Yeah.
I think the Switch is my favorite console of this generation.
Yeah. No, it is for sure for mine.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Why to you is your favorite console of this generation?
I
want to
clear up, right? Like, I'm an avid PlayStation 4 player. I love the exclusives. I love the trophies.
And PC?
And PC as well. That's how I play Xbox One games. And PC games. But the Switch as a concept, the idea that you can go from your living room playing the game, then decide, I'm going to bed now, and then take the console with you, lie in bed, and still be playing before you go to sleep is awesome to me.
Or let's say you're one of those young kids that your mom says, stop playing, I want to watch La Novela.
Yeah, you could play it on the couch.
Okay, mom.
Okay, I will.
Okay, abuela. And you pick up the Switch, walk away, and you continue playing.
Yeah.
Yo, that's genius.
It's
genius.
Amazing as a console.
But speaking about the Switch, what are your thoughts about the huge controversy that's been going on that everybody at E3 was talking about? PlayStation. No crossplay on the Switch.
So stupid.
And the thing is, I've been reading this in like many, many media, major media outlets. Like, I saw the front page of BBC because of the name
Fortnite.
Because Fortnite.
Fortnite's so
I know
right
Epic
now.
Been kind of quiet. They don't comment about that. But PlayStation afraid of the Switch?
Yeah.
And they basically want this generation. What is the big deal? Even their stocks went down.
Yes.
Because of that.
It's a stupid decision. They are saying no to a game that has such widespread appeal. Even if it's something so simple as just cross-playing. Like, let them be friends. Let the friends play with each other.
Look at Xbox. They don't really care.
Yeah.
okay, to me they're like, hey, you're using our service. That's what we want.
Yes.
It's not about buying our console. To them,
that's
it's
the thing
more
that
about.
I've always hated that mentality where they're like,
why?
No, we're not going to have crossplay.
Oh, I thought you meant about the console thing.
Oh,
like,
no,
why?
No, that's a great thing. No. I mean, the whole mentality of saying, like, no, we're not going to have crossplay because we want you to buy our console. It's like, just let gamers play with each other. Let them play crossplay.
Like, I could play Rocket League with friends.
Yeah.
Xbox, PC.
That's awesome.
I was playing.
It's the future of gaming.
You know what's pretty cool? Talking to Paris. While he was playing on the PC version,
uh-huh.
I was on my Xbox. Great quality of voice quality. We were just playing online like that.
Yeah,
I think that's freaking awesome, man. And
it's the future of gaming, and Sony is being completely backwards.
Thinking about it, how's that hurting the sales for Microsoft? There's a lot of people now because they have the Fortnite account linked to the Xbox to the PlayStation.
Yeah.
Now they're gonna just because their kids can't play because they have the Switch.
Yeah.
Oh, for real? Okay. You know what? I'm buying the Xbox.
Yeah.
Just because of that.
100%.
Which is freaking ridiculous. I don't know. I just find it tacky.
It was
but
a very very dumb
you know
choice.
You know what I think? After the past few E3s.
Yeah.
I personally think that Sony's getting a little bit too cocky.
Yeah. What other examples do make you feel that way?
Their press conferences.
Yeah. Is it because it's like a weird church?
We don't need no developers on stage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to talk on stage. We're just going to show you trailers. You're still going to buy.
Yeah, I kind
That's
of agree.
That's the attitude I get.
I kind
Two
of agree.
Two is I've been noticing a lot of the indie websites.
Yeah.
A lot. Not getting no appointments.
Really?
No appointments like at E3.
Like to Infinite?
Yeah, like to Infinite. Like, but your site's pretty big too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why?
Yeah.
While every other company, they see the things that everybody's content creators and they see what they're doing, and they're giving them opportunities. But PlayStation, for some strange reason, they don't want to talk to nobody. That's one. And I don't know. Like I felt too. Also, they've been inviting people to the PlayStation press conference.
Yeah.
Honestly, we were planning not to go.
Yeah.
Because it's like. Why not invite us? Why not have other people also to get them invited? Like, I know people, there are hardcore PlayStation fans.
Yeah.
That their sites is just dedicated to PlayStation. They didn't get invited.
That's wild.
No appointments, nothing.
That's wild.
They're getting a little bit too cocky. And there was a time that Xbox was like that. When Don Matrick was taking over, he basically, the whole PR team had to change their strategy, their marketing, because they were all about like the mainstream websites, celebs. Oh, you have a million views? Those are the people I want to talk to.
They're ridiculous. And I also want to say, like, maybe it's like they didn't plan it well. They didn't like have the time or something, but they flat out like ignored us altogether. They ignored our emails.
Was that the first time for you guys or no?
Of not being invited?
Yeah.
Yeah, of not being invited, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and not getting appointments.
That is so strange.
Either.
But you know what? You still managed to...
knock it out of the park.
Yeah.
And ultimately, we kind of always have taken that mentality where it was like...
And it should be like that.
You don't want to invite us? Okay, that's fine.
Because
it's like, it doesn't matter to us. We're still going to get content.
Honestly, it's not about chasing people, yo. I don't chase. Me, Paris?
No, I refuse.
He doesn't chase. Pete?
I refuse.
We move on. We move forward and just continue with our job.
I can't do the schmoozing. I can't do the pretending.
Nah, man. No, I think we're better than that, yo.
Yeah,
you know, and honestly, going online and complaining, that to me looks tacky as hell. I don't do that. like saying, F you, this and that. That's not the way to go either, you know?
No.
Yeah. So anything
like ultimately it's they have every right to not invite whoever they want to.
That's their business.
Yeah.
That's them. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Is there anything else before we wrap it up?
Oh man, how's it
been the flight? The flight been good?
Oh, the flight's been okay. Yeah. Thanks, amigo.
I think the first hour was kind of bumpy.
There were so many bumps. I was like, oh my god.
It was very bumpy that the pilot didn't want the flight attendants to serve.
Yeah,
water.
When that happens, I'm like, no.
Well, this is going to be a serious bumpy ride.
I was like, well, we're fucked.
Awesome. You want to promote your website?
Sure. Check out Twinfinite for all your Twinfinite needs.
There you go. Also, go to gamertagradio.com and subscribe to like different apps.
Yeah.
You know, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, support Twifinet. I'm a big fan of Twifinet.
Aw, thanks.
Huge fan, and they have some always having posting great content.
Thanks,
on their
man.
Science stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks.
All right. Until next time, this is live from in the middle of the United
from
States.
From a plane?
Actually, I'm going to check the map. Where are you? I'm going to check the map right quick.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. What is it?
Wait, how can I?
27,000 altitude.
27,000?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It feels like we dipped.
Yeah. Yeah, we're very high. This is the first time in my life that we ever recorded on inside of a plane.
So, oh, what are you going to title it? You're going to title it first time ever.
Snakes on a plane? I don't know.
Snakes on a plane?
I don't know. I got to think of something. All right. Until next time, we're out. Peace.
Bye.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right. So that was a roundtable discussion with Yami. I call this LAX to MIA. That was pretty cool. Pretty cool conversation, man. Shout out to Yami over at Twifinet. Pete, we're gonna wrap it up in a few minutes, man, but I can't wait to talk to Paris about the division. I know he's been playing a lot this week, but I can't wait to talk to him. Especially I want to know, you know, his experience with the global events outbreak and also Dark Zone. I know he probably been trying that out too, so I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. Man. We have some stories to share. Yeah, but like I said, I wanted to come from him the first time. I know they call me Spoiler Pete because I'm always giving away stuff, but I want this to come from him because especially him having been so hypercritical of the game since day one and mm-hmm. rightfully so, you know, Ubisoft and Massive did come out with a bunch of hoopla and hype, and the game, you know, came out like gangbusters on launch 2 years ago and kind of sputtered, you know, a couple of months after launch, but they've regained their focus. They've regained their legs and they're hitting on all cylinders right now. It's a really, really good game for people to play. On top of that, it's on Game Pass. So if you're on Xbox, you could pick it up. It's $10 a month and it's included in your backwards compatibility and you can play, you can play with Danny. Hell, Danny will be able to Sherpa you through and power level you up if you want to pick it up on Uplay. I believe it's like $18 for the PC and the season pass. So you get everything.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's for $18. Yeah. That's a steal, especially for a game like this that gives you, you know, not just the base game. You get the Dark Zone, obviously, but Underground. You get Survival. You get all the global events. And right there, you'll have plenty of content to hold you over if like you're on a budget and you're looking for a really solid game to hold you over for the next couple of months, at least if not until the holiday season when something else comes out, or at least until February, March of next year when the Division 2 drops and you're right there in the middle of the hunt, ready to go for the Division 2, that $18 is a pretty good steal.
Yeah. Isn't it? I know that if you play now, you could also take some of the gear. Is it to transfer to the Division 2?
Right now, what they're doing are called shields. Shields are objectives. So what you got to do is you have to beat four different. There's actually 12 in total. But now, for I think it's another 17 days, if you need to knock out four objectives within the game, and that could be, you know, killing. I think one of them is liberating the base of operations. Another one is like clearing 25 landmarks in the Dark Zone. Another one is like killing 10 named bosses in the Dark Zone, West Side Pier, and the DZ. And I can't remember what the last one is. But the goal is to get all 12 of the shields and each one of those shields, each one of those tiers, because it's three tiers of four, each one of those tiers will unlock something special for you in the Division 2 when it launches. They haven't detailed what it is going to be. I don't know if I hope it's only something majorly cosmetic and not something that's going to be game changing, like a crazy weapon or something like that. Cause I think that's where people start to get a little iffy on DLC or unlockables that are, you know, gated behind content. So And again, this is something that they talked about in the Division 2 briefing that we went to at E3, which was, you know, they're trying to do things that'll allow the player to peacock or show off, like, hey, I got this. Did you do it? Because if you didn't do it, I don't see you wearing it. You're not as dope as me, you know. Mm-hmm. So the more shields you get, I'm like two landmarks away on the DZ from clearing and getting that first tier, and then obviously I'll be working on tier 2 when it drops. And then tier 3 when that drops, because I want to get as much Division 2 gear as possible.
Oh yeah, that's really dope. That's really dope. See, I like how Massive is doing, you know, doing this the right way for the next game, you know. And now, Pete, I got back from E3, and that's all I've been playing, besides Fortnite, of course. But I've been playing that a lot. And also, I just want to mention this very quick. I received 3 games yesterday for the Nintendo Switch. One is a beta. Arena of Valor, I think it's called. Yeah, that one is a MOBA game. I know it's out for mobile phones and stuff, and it's really popular in Japan. Not Japan, in China. And the beta is only going to be available for like only 7 days, and it's starting this Thursday. So only for a week. I got that. I also got Inside, classic game for the Xbox One. Amazing, and it's also going to be available Nintendo Switch in a couple days. Limbo, remember that game?
Hell yeah.
Was it that one's for the 360, I believe.
Yep.
Was it 360 or was it the Xbox One?
Can't remember. I think it's Xbox One, sorry. I think it's Xbox One.
Okay, well, I finished both, and both games are freaking amazing. And now I could play this on the go, so that's cool. The only thing, no achievements, but it's all good. So yeah, that's it. By the way, Pete, before we wrap it up, I just got a list of brand new games that's going to be available on Xbox Game Pass. I don't know if you want to know which one it is.
Sure.
It's like a Dirt 4, Zombie Army Trilogy, Shadow Complex Remaster. Have you played that game? That game is amazing.
I don't remember if I played it. I think I do. I think I did play it. I just don't remember.
It's kind of like Metroid, like mm-hmm. that. Oblivion, Fallout 3, Human Fall Flat. I never played that one. But yeah, it's a long list there. I just want to say. Oh, and Warhammer.
Nice.
Yeah, that one is also out too. Yeah, it's dope. But yeah, I haven't even redeemed my Xbox Game Pass yet. I'm probably going to do it today. Probably going to do it. It's a year.
I want to hold off. I think I'm going to hold off as long as possible before I start redeeming my code. And I want to take full advantage of it.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up because it's a long episode here. All right. So everybody, the next episode, We're definitely going to do fan mail because I have a lot of emails, a lot of voicemails I've been saving that people sent before E3, during E3, and also after E3. So stay tuned. We're definitely going to have a brand new fan mail episode here on Gamertag Radio. So thank you for listening. Until next time, we're out. Peace.
Peace.
Listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Thank you for listening to Gamertag Radio. If you'd like to donate and help us out for future events and more coverage and also better audio equipment, head over to donate.gamertagradio.com. That's donate.gamertagradio.com. Thank you.